Yeah, so we closed for 2 weeks. Yeah, that would have been sort of April, early April, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And I was just using delivery for the beginning. So I thought, okay, we're just going to just do delivery. Because there wasn't anyone around town anyway. People weren't really going out at that point unless they were shopping.
But having just bought the business, it was important to keep it going, to keep a presence there and to...
Just be available for customers. And it was nice to also promote, you know, we've got Campbell and Simon we buy a coffee from to keep them going and give them business.
Yes.
And they say,
I'm saying a lot of that in lockdown over the last 13 weeks, there's been such an upsurge in independents continuing to support each other, like through their products and services. And I think that's been quite amazing that you're even thinking of that.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, that's been important for a while, given the state of the high street in general and the decline that most high streets are seeing. And St. Albans is kind of bucking that trend a bit. And for whatever reason,
yeah,
I think it is about people supporting each other. I read a really interesting fact the other day that said for every £10 spent with a local independent, that actually puts £50 back into the local economy. And I think that's the way that, you know, local high streets and towns are actually going to come out of this.
It's a big ripple effect, isn't it? A very big ripple effect. Yeah. So your work ethic, Andy, really came into play then, this Andy Trojan work ethic that you've had since you were 16 or 17 from April. You've just sold it on your own, have you, and just sort of felt out? Tell me what that's been like, though. This must have just been so bewildering because you don't have your team who you're so tight-knit with either.
It has been tough and quite stressful at times.
You've got Tess.
So I think I was doing just delivery for about 3 weeks or so. And then there was more people coming out. I think it's after one of Boris's announcements, more people were allowed to move and do more activities or whatever he said. I can't remember. But yeah, there's definitely more people out and about. So I started doing delivery and doing some coffees for people passing by. And it got busier and busier. So I had to adapt our menu and what we were offering to try and make it more, to make it quicker and easier for me to do on my own. And Tiffany was great. She was experimenting with ideas at home. So we've come up with some new recipes for, we've got a really good banana blondie.
Brilliant.
With lotus biscuits and Biscoff, kind of like Biscoff caramel spread you get. And we've got a really good gluten-free brownie, which we started doing. Oh, and your flapjacks, a vegan CD flapjack.
So we've
taken the opportunity to make changes and do more, I don't know, more variety and more vegan stuff.
More of what people want, or more of what people are, I guess, you know, nutrition's changed, hasn't it? How people are consuming food and what they want to consume's really fundamentally changed, hasn't it?
I think at the moment everyone wants a bit of a treat as well. You know, going to coffee is such a normal thing, but at the moment it's such a luxury item that you miss, I think, by people. You know, people are coming in at the moment saying, this is the first coffee I've had for, you know, 12 odd weeks or something,
really?
3 months. Yeah, they're like, you know, it's such a...
What have they been drinking instead? How have they been functioning was more of the question.
So, yeah, that's quite funny.
It's
interactions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think just going to buy coffee is such a normal thing that when you're doing it now, you kind of just want a bit of normality. So, coming to get coffee is quite...
Yeah. Let's talk about the coffee. You use Campbell and Syme, Andy. What is it, though, for you? Like, you've been at, you know, Kiosk now. You both are calling it, aren't you? That's the new name. The brand's changed. What is it about your coffee and the consistency of your coffee that keeps you getting those regular people back in. And then also, like you said, the variety, there's a real transient nature to St Albans in terms of tourists and visitors and whatnot. But what is it about Kiosk and Prior, Hatch Kiosk's coffee offering, that doesn't really falter?
I think we've always put a lot of effort into training the staff and, you know, really knowing what we're doing with coffee. It's always freshly roasted as well. So when I order our coffee on a Monday, Cameron Stein will roast it that day and they'll get it out to us on the Tuesday, and that will be what we'll be, well, using. We're always, you know, going on to. So it's always freshly roasted coffee. And they do a really good, well, they do a lighter roast. So it's not that just bitterness taste. It's more complex, the taste that you get from the coffee.
They're very careful with their grading of their beans as well. So you get regular sized beans in each batch. So when they roast, they all roast to the same degree. Whereas with a lot of sort of larger coffee producers, they tend to just use beans of every single size. So some of them will be over roasted in the blend. Some of them won't be quite roasted enough. And that's where you get that sort of strange flavour sometimes.
What are sort of the next steps now that, you know, restrictions are starting to ease, although it's still uncertain, isn't it, because you've got such a small space? What are you needing to do?
Well, yeah, it's actually a strange time because it feels more like the beginning again. And having Kesney come on board with me and go along with, you know, on the journey with me of our own company. She's been really enthusiastic and coming up with, you know, really good ideas and putting out the our social media, and she's working on a website currently.
So we're hoping to launch that within the next couple of weeks.
It's been really good because I get really focused on sort of the day-to-day and the sort of what's happening in the premises. So I've never been able to do much social media side. So it's been really good to have Tesla come on board, who knows what she's doing and just can take care of that side for me. And yeah, together we seem to be doing really well. She, you know, responding to what's going on.
It's really fun, isn't it? After working either with people or for people for forever.
Yeah. Well, it's almost a decade now, isn't it? In like a couple of years, it'll be 10 years.
We're getting the outside is going to be updated with the new branding. That's happening in a couple of weeks. And that is actually, again, a very good friend of ours, Ellie, who used to work for Hatch Kiosk. Her partner, James, runs his own handmade furniture company called J Prince Furniture. So he is doing all of the front for us. So again, keeping it local. Which is really nice.
That's really exciting. I think that'll be a big moment where we can actually, you know, reveal ourselves as the new kiosk.
We're doing it quite sort of subtly at the moment.
Bit by bit.
Our social media changed.
Yeah.
For our new branding, and our cut stickers have the new logo on them at the moment. So,
well, I think that's what we want to reassure people, that we are. It's still going to be everything that they've known for the last 8 years, and we're going to curate the best of all of that. But just having a slightly different outlook and having some fun with it as well.
Same team. Same coffee. So, you know, don't panic.